Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to the Jasmine brand, Kanye West wants to have sex with his sisters-in-law. Well, it's according to a song. He knows how to push the envelope and to be controversial, and this one, he's definitely accomplished that goal in a possible attempt to get everyone to stop talking about his awkward situation with Jimmy Kimmel. Kanye West released a song titled XTCY, which he professes his desire to sleep with Kim Kardashian's sisters. Here's the lyrics. You got a sister-in-law you would smash. You got four of them. Damn, those are your sisters. You did something unholy to them pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub. No, I can't rap, but the song is stupid. What do you think? It's online. Check it out. You know what else is trending on social media? Idris Elba. He is denying reports that he will be the next James Bond. Rumor was circulating that he may be under consideration to portray the next James Bond in the next James Bond movie, making him the first black James Bond ever, but not so. The rumors suggests that there was a conversation between James Bond's producer, Barbara Broccoli, and director Antoine Fuqua, where allegedly Broccoli told Fuqua that it is time for a minority to play James Bond, adding that it will happen eventually. Director Fuqua allegedly stated he could do it if he was in shape. But then Fuqua's team says he never had a conversation with her about the franchise or about any casting. It's all made up stuff. Not sure how it got started. I don't understand why they're playing. Just add the guy already. Prayers out to the Queen of Soul. TMZ is reporting a source very close to Miss Franklin, Aretha Franklin, that is, and a longtime dear friend, is saying, prepare yourself, she's dying. That source adds Aretha was down to 86 pounds and her health was failing. Everyone in Aretha's circle was told she can go at any time. The 76-year-old has been in poor health over the last few years. The news that her health is failing first came from Roger Friedman over the Showbiz 411, saying that Aretha's family confirmed she's gravely ill. This story is developing. South Carolina students got an early dismissal thanks to Bay and Jay. They were allowed to miss a little bit of school thanks to the power couple. According to reports, students at 6 South Carolina schools will be allowed to leave early on August 21st, the day that the On the Run Tour 2 hits the state. The district said in a statement they worry if the students dismiss at their regular times, buses will get caught in heavy traffic going to the show. So Beyonce and Jay-Z's concert is being held at University and South Carolina's football stadium, and best believe a whole bunch of screaming elementary, middle, and high school students will be in attendance. Aw, thanks, Bay and Jay.